Welcome to Masechta Shavuos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 7, Mishnah 6. The Mishnah begins. Amar lechen v'ni, if someone says to a storekeeper, Tenli bedinar peres, give me fruit for the value of a dinar, and he's planning on playing with cash. V'no sanlay, and the chen v'ni, the storekeeper gives him the fruit. Amar lein, then the storekeeper says, Tenli, I said, dinar, okay, pay up, give me the dinar. Amar lei, the purchaser says to the storekeeper, Nesativ lach, v'nusat unesate ba'anpali. I already paid it to you, and you put it into your wallet. Says the Mishnah, Yishava bal habayis, the purchaser, the homeowner, that's what we call him here, he swears that he paid the actual dinar, and he takes the peres, he takes the fruit. The Gemara adds, and the Gemara says, we're talking about a situation where the peres themselves are in Rishos Rabim, they're in public property, so that it's not in anyone's particular ownership. So since the storekeeper agrees that he sold it to the purchaser, rather he's saying, pay me money. Therefore, the purchaser swears, and he is able to collect the fruit. However, if let's say the fruit would be in one of their properties, then if you want to take it out from that individual, you would have to bring a rai, you'd have to bring proof. Continues the Mishnah. Let's say the purchaser gave the storekeeper a sardina, the dinar, amalai, and then he says to the storekeeper, Tanli esaperis, give me the fruit. Amalai, the storekeeper says, Nesatimach, I already gave it to you. V'alachta notech beischa, and you already took the fruit to your house. Says the Mishnah, Yishav achen vani, in that situation, the storekeeper swears that he already gave the fruit, and he takes the fruit that's in Rishos Harav, because since he never admitted that he sold it to the Lekech, it's considered that it's still in his property. However, since they're not in his actual property itself, therefore he has to swear, at least a Shvua Drabbanon or a Binix oath, and therefore the halacha is that he takes it. Rabbi Huda says, Kol shaperes biyada yad elyon. Rabbi Huda disagrees on the previous halacha that we just had, and he holds that not the storekeeper is the one that swears, rather the purchaser is the one that swears. Why is that? Because since the fruits are not in the property of the storekeeper, they're in Rishos HaRabim, they're in public property, so we view them like they're in the property of the Baal Bayis of the purchaser. Therefore, the Baal Habayis, the owner of the fruits, he is considered Yadal Yadal. We consider him superior, and therefore the halacha is that the lekeach, the purchaser, is the one that swears and he collects. Continues the Mishnah. Amal l'shulchani. Let's say a person goes over to a money changer, and he says to him, Tenli b'dinar mois, give me small coins, and I'll give you a full dinar. V'nasamai. And now the money exchanger gives him the money. Amalai. And he says to him, Tenli es ha-dinar. Okay. Pay up, give me the dinar, amaloi. So the purchaser says, Nesativ lach, I already gave it to you. Unesatoi bampoli, and you already put it into your wallet. Says the Mishnah, Yishava balabais. In this situation, the purchaser, in this case the person that's trying to get his dinar exchange, swears that he gave the dinar, and he takes the money, he takes the small change. However, let's say, Nosan lai es ha-dinar, he gave the dinar to the shulchani, to the money exchanger, and now he wants to take the rest of the coins, amaloi. And he says to the store, to the money exchanger, Tenli es amais, give me the small change, amalai. The money exchanger says to him, Nisati mach, I gave it to you, Bishlachtam lotech kischan, you put them into your wallet. Yishav ashul chani, then the money exchanger swears. Rabbi Huda says, Eidei ashul chan, lit an iser at sheet al dinner. It's not the norm that the money exchanger gives any money or starts even changing into smaller coins before he has the dinar in his pocket. Therefore, the Baal Habayis, the fellow that's looking to get his money exchanged, swears that he gave him the dinar, and he takes the small change that is in Rishos HaRabim, that's in public property, similar to the previous cases in the Mishnah. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.